Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to hour number two of the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, as well as all across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite streaming live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those people helping in the coronavirus effort, regardless of what it is you're doing or where you're doing it. Thank you for keeping America free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers. And let's not forget the roughnecks working in the oil rigs and all around the country and all around the world. Thank you for keeping America rolling along. Got some good news to report this hour about that. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook. Follow us on the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And then once you do that, like the page and jump on in the chat room, and you can converse with us as a whole bunch of people are doing right now. Okay, here he is, hour number two. Thanks for sticking around, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
My pleasure, Captain. Great to be here.
Let's say the pledge again. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, our great country, was founded with Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, we were talking about the Heroes Act, and we were talking about the fact that cannabis was mentioned some 68 times in the Dems Heroes Act, and jobs was not mentioned that much, and that's supposedly what this should be all about. But there's also something else in there which is kind of holding this up, and it's the question about liability for the businesses, because the Dems and Nancy Pelosi want the ability to be able to sue and sue for as much as they want against these people in case somebody, God forbid, comes down with a coronavirus because they went to a restaurant or whatever, right?
That's right, yeah.
Well, all they got to do, and I've done this before at various sporting events, you sign a waiver.
Well, that's right, and that may be one way of trying to minimize the amount of coronavirus lawsuits. One of my friends is a real estate attorney and tells me that there's going to be a lot already been a lot of coronavirus complaints, basically. So property owners, property operators, stadiums, restaurants, they're all going to have to come up with some kind of mitigation plan, basically, and at least be prepared for what could be coming down the pike of people looking for an opportunity. I think that's the key here. There's always going to be people looking for some kind of opportunity. So it's going to be a very difficult to navigate, I think.
Well, I'll give you an example. I used to follow dirt racing when I lived in upstate New York. We had a lot of dirt tracks, and I followed the league, the dirt racing group. And one of my favorite drivers was a guy called Barefoot Bob McCready. And he was a perennial champion for a number of years, and it was really fun watching him start the back of the pack sometimes and come all the way up and get to the front. Kind of hard to do on an oval track, you know, dirt track, but he always found a way to do it for some reason. And you'd sign a waiver. When you went in there, they would have you sign a waiver because the cars, once in a while, would jump the fence or parts would come sailing into the stands and all that stuff. And these people didn't want to be sued. So guess what? It was right on your ticket. And I said sign a waiver. You didn't sign it. But it was on your ticket. When you bought the ticket actually said to you, that it wasn't, that you were not, they were not responsible if something were to happen. You entered your own risk.
Well, right, right. Unfortunately, sometimes there are ways, you know, to challenge those kinds of things, but that's a more of into the weeds of a legal question. But you're right, though, Captain. The fact is that businesses can't keep going. They can't start up if they are literally paralyzed by litigation because of coronavirus. There has to be some way of mitigating that.
Yep. Now, moving along, the House documents are now revealing that one John Podesta, remember him?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, with Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, he had met with the former Senate aide connected to the Fusion GPS, and now more Democrats are being implicated in the unmasking. They seem to be running for cover. Now, James Clapper said that, I don't remember unmasking General Flynn. And by the way, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, guess who I got on audio?
Who's that?
Well, hi. None other than James Clapper. Here we go.
Now, you have said this under oath. You've said it on TV before, but I'll have you say it again. When you were director of national intelligence, did you see any direct evidence of collusion between General Flynn or any Trump campaign official with the Russians?
No, I did not. Of course, collusion is not a formally defined term, certainly in a legal sense. But if you read the intelligence community assessment, particularly the highly classified version, and as well as the unclassified version, you won't find the C word anywhere in that report.
Does the absence of evidence of collusion indicate to you that no requests for unmasking should have happened? If you had seen no evidence of collusion there, why ask for names like this in the intelligence reports?
Well, there could have been, as I say, other reasons why you would unmask. Again, when you read the bald read of the report, may not tell you what exactly is going on. So whether it was collusion or what, what you're trying to determine, does this pose a threat to a national security?
Do you buy any of that?
Well, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, and here comes the music, so we'll have to discuss it on the other side of the break here. And Kyle is sticking around with me, and thank you very much for doing this, because this is important stuff we're talking about here, folks. And then we're going to talk about that little poor ambassador, the Ukrainian ambassador, that was taken away from her position because she just couldn't understand why. Well, now we know why, and we know what she was up to. She was colluding with Hunter Biden and the company that was paying him all kinds of money. Hello.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are, and this portion of the program, as always, brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. And again, they have given me a website that you can go to, check out, and take advantage of the Relief Factor 3-week quick start. Now again, I am a customer of theirs. I've been on this product for 4 years, and I swear by it. I take it twice a day. Once in a while, I have to take it 3 times a day because of the problem I'm having with my left leg right now. But the website is relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there. There's a little tutorial. You'll see Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team. It's about 2.5 minutes long. Watch it. They'll tell you all about the product. And there's no drugs in it at all. It's all natural. All natural. And if you've got arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, just plain old general muscle aches and pain together, this stuff will work. So sign up for the Relief Factor 3-week quick start. It's $19.95. The majority of the people that take it stay on it. ReliefFactor.com/captain. You'll be glad you did. And if you're suffering in pain, it's one way to get rid of it. And I've got people every day that tell me, thank you very much for telling them about this. So there you go. All right. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, let me try to put this together. Hunter Biden got paid a lot of money by Burisma in the Ukraine, correct?
That's right. Yes.
Because everybody now knows he was the son of the vice president, and Burisma was trying to gain notoriety and some contracts and do more business, possibly not only stay in the Ukraine, but also around the country, or I'm saying around the world, and possibly even in the United States. Is that correct?
Well, that's right. And they wanted entree to Vice President Biden, we would think.
And they offered Hunter, I believe, $1 million is what he got for all of this, maybe a little bit more. But we were told that during the investigation and when they had the ambassadors and all that were there trying to find out about Hunter Biden, this, that, and the other, one of them was Marie Yovanovitch, and she was the ambassador to Ukraine, and she said under oath, under no uncertain circumstances, that she had nothing, she had no idea what was going on with Hunter Biden, and only found out about it after the fact. Well, we now know that she lied to the Congress because documents came out the day before yesterday, that show that she not only knew about it, but she was talking to Burisma for weeks about it.
Well, that's right, Captain. And, of course, you know, she was one of sort of the stars of the impeachment hearings.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'll teach you that little wimpy performance of hers.
Well, right. But, yeah, because somehow she was pushed out by Trump allies and, you know, she was targeted for firing and this kind of thing. And
Captain, I wonder why.
Well, right. Well, she had said, evidently, that she only learned about how Joe Biden, or Hunter Biden, I should say, was connected to Burisma through press reports. But because there has been a Freedom of Information Act request through a group called Citizens United Freedom, Citizens United of Freedom of Information Act, Citizens United Freedom is the name of the group, I should say, they found out that there were these emails and that showed that she was actually in communication with Burisma way earlier than that.
Now, for you folks up in Michigan, you folks in Illinois, you folks out in California, you folks in New York City, pay close attention to what I'm about to tell you about what the governor in Michigan said yesterday. Michigan Governor Whitner said, and I quote, "The state police are monitoring all of the conversations of the Capitol protesters via their telecommunications equipment."
Yeah, we got to let that sink in. The listening audience, no, you didn't hear the captain wrong. He actually said they're saying that they're listening to all the conversations.
That's what the governor said.
Yeah, can you imagine that, of what the implications are in our country for something like that? Now, you could say, well, if people are out in public, there's no real expectation of privacy. I understand all that. But the way that Governor Whitmer has behaved through this whole thing, to come out and say something like that, I think is really cause for concern of where she thinks her duties are and what her real power is and what her real role is.
She is acting, Kyle, more like the Gestapo than the Gestapo, where the only thing short of it is we don't know about any bodies yet.
Well, it is. It's very scary because, again, one of our main rights that are given, that we have in the Bill of Rights, is the right to freedom of speech, to protest, and so forth. And she's treating the protesters, who I think in many ways have a lot of legitimate claims, to the way that this shutdown in Michigan has been done.
Well, they're suing her, but the suit is dragging along because of, I think they went through, I don't think they went through a federal court. I think they went through a state court, and that's a mistake.
Well, right. But again, it's the tonality of the shutdown, and the people in Michigan, from what I can tell, they don't feel like partners in this at all. The cordoning off of seeds, so you can't buy seeds at the store. I mean, it's so ridiculous, you know, that we've never seen things like this before in this country.
Well, let's move along here because I don't want to run out of time with all the stuff we've got here still to talk about. The FBI seized Senator Burr's cell phone from North Carolina as he's had to step down yesterday as the Senate Intel Committee chair. Now, the FBI, of course, is questioning the senator and others about their involvement when it came to the COVID stock sell-off. Now, also involved in all of this is Senator Dianne Feinstein's husband, and they also question her because she was part of the she had money in this stock too that was sold by her husband, who is representing her.
Well, right, and they say that the senator answered written questions about this, I think just a little bit ago. But I think we need to hearken back as well, Captain. You remember in Senator Dianne Feinstein's office, there was a Chinese spy, I kid you not, if you recall,
found
out about.
The driver.
That's right. And this person had a lot of access to a lot of different things. Also, Dianne Feinstein's husband is connected in big ways in investments in China. And this is why she's looked at as being a real dove, in many ways for China.
Now, here's another interesting one that's going on. Senator Lindsey Graham has been given the green light by the Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell, to start a Senate probe on the Russiagate nonsense, or Obamagate, call it whatever you want, which is going to include conversations about what happened to General Flynn and Carter Page, too.
That's right, and we understand these are supposed to be starting on June the 1st.
Yeah.
So it is going to be very, very interesting, and it will deal with all the unmasking. You're right.
Now, California, your governor, Newsom, now faces a huge mess as he proposes billions of dollars in budget cuts. Kyle, when you leave him?
Well, that's a really good question. Well, the governor is proposing those 10% across-the-board cuts for state employees.
What's he going to cut first? I'll ask you that question, see if you know the answer. I do.
Well, I know he's going to cut, he says he's going to cut the salaries, but also they're going
to... Well, what's he going to cut first? What positions is he going to cut out?
I don't know. You tell me.
EMS, police, and fire, the time.
Yeah, I was going to say the firefighters is this big, big issue in this. And the firefighter union, of course, will be involved.
Sure.
Also, other unions across the state as well. It's not going to be pretty.
Yep. And then finally, a Seattle police officer made an Instagram video where he complained about the police department and the abusive government policies in Seattle. And he wound up getting himself suspended because, you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
He did it while he was in uniform.
Did it while he was in uniform. Exactly. Yeah. So that is that's a sort of a rough break there, of course. But again, this thing is dragging on, and people want answers.
We have an affiliate in Seattle, also up in Bremerton, and I want to tell that officer or anybody that knows that officer, you tell him, pardon me, we would gladly welcome him to come down here to Florida. And by the way, his police training and certification up there is transferable down here to Florida. All he's got to do is take a short recertification test, and I bet you we could get him a job as a sheriff's deputy in either Hillsborough County or Pinellas County without a whole heck of a lot of trouble.
That's right. By the way,
so
Kat,
come on down.
Yeah, his Instagram video has more than 830,000 views, we understand.
Yep, and if he wants to try it anew, come on down here to Florida, because I'm telling you, I know both of the sheriffs, and I'll gladly put him in touch with them, and I'm sure they would give him an opportunity.
Well, right. Well, he seems to be, you know, sounding the alarm for, you know, some very important stuff.
Well, we know what they've been doing in Washington State. Just like everywhere else in these blue states, they've been treading all over the Constitution and everybody's values and rights under the law. We know that. But for some reason, guess what? Nobody wants to challenge them. So, hey, too bad, so sad. Tell us about your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And thanks for sticking around. We had a lot of stuff to cover, and I want to thank you very much, and I'll talk to you on the weekend show.
My pleasure, Captain. Thank you.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we appreciate him. We covered all the talking points we needed to get to because it's so, so important that you know about all this stuff that's going on. I'm telling you, folks, we're losing America if we don't get up and do something about it. You better vote. You better register, and you better vote.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Yeah. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Senate has passed legislation that would extend a set of expired federal surveillance tools designed to help law enforcement officials track suspected terrorists and spies, moving one step closer to retrieving them. The legislation passed the Senate 80-16. The bill is a bipartisan compromise that has the support of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. The Justice Department, which had been part of the negotiation, said it appreciated that the expired authorities had been reauthorized, but expressed disappointment with the tweaked version of the bill that ultimately passed. It is unclear how quickly the legislation can become law. The House passed the bill in March, but will have to pass it again due to changes in the Senate. President Donald Trump has said he will support the compromise, but GOP senators, who are longtime skeptics of federal surveillance, have tried to change his mind, hoping he would veto it. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
All right, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And I've shortened things up a little bit because I've got a special caller on the telephone line, Kathy in San Antonio, who's listening to us on 930 The Answer over there. And she wants to tell us about something that's going on with the San Antonio mayor. So, Kathy, first of all, is he a Democrat or a Republican?
You know it. He's a Demo.
All right.
As you get.
So what's going on in San Antonio?
Well, not only did he buy his mayoralship back in June, but he is keeping us down. He has even made sure that you are off the air. My son has had to go through podcasts and cell phone and Chromecast to get you from me every night.
Wow.
And, you know, he is, we drove north of the city, south of the city, even 2 weeks ago, and it was normal. He is trying to gag everyone, keep everyone in. our governor has stepped in. Governor Abbott is great.
Sure.
And he said his orders supersede the mayor, but they are still pushing him, and his Jack Wayne judge friend Nelson are trying to keep us inside and under their thumb. And they even have a new quote-unquote ordinance that says if you say China virus, Chinese this, that, that you can be prosecuted. And if you hear your neighbors talking about this, please call the police.
Wow. It's okay, really now, bad. Now I'm assuming that some citizens in San Antonio have probably started a class action suit.
I don't know about that, but let me tell you, Monday night, somebody flew a small airplane around the city.
Uh-huh.
With big letters that kept repeating, Chinese virus, Chinese virus, the things that he didn't want them to say. It was great. I mean, we are pushing back, but it is just ridiculous. And did you hear about the hairstylist in Dallas?
I did.
That was sent to, yeah, wouldn't apologize to the judge.
Right.
But, you know, Senator Cruz stepped in, and we are... They are trying to help us from above, but down here in the city, they are trying to squash us like ants.
Well, you need to keep up the faith and get some people out on the street, because that's what they're doing around here, you know, reopen America, reopen Florida, and all that stuff. Now, we're headed into phase two of our plan right here, because quite simply, what we're doing works, and I believe Texas is doing pretty good. Now, San Antonio may be an exception. What are your numbers like there from the COVID-19?
Sir, I don't pay attention to the numbers. I really don't. Okay. All I know is that the last I heard, that the people in charge, CDC, whatever, are using an antiquated computer system that has the figures off by 25%.
Well, more than that, there's some figures that may be as much as 40% off, according to their own admissions of the fact that the system, as you said, doesn't always get it right. Now, the Alamo, you can't visit the Alamo either, right?
No. They took down the stuff out a long time ago. And even the, for instance, the apartment complexes, the kids have been home and this and that, well, they can't afford to open the pools because they can't police them. You know, things like that, the playgrounds, since they can't police them, they can't open them.
So the income of the merchants, the small merchants, the mom-and-pop stores, that's got to be zero because they're not open. Is that what I'm gathering?
Yeah, they have started to try and open this past Monday, and the mayor is fighting it. And even the large stores are acting really left. Now, I have had a lot of success with the smaller stores, mom and pop, this week.
Mm-hmm.
I don't wear a mask, and my son doesn't either. And the governor said we don't have to.
Right, I heard him say that. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so the three smaller businesses were great. You know, the interaction was great. They welcomed the business. The large stores are getting very left, and I don't go in them anymore. I won't say names.
They're doing the political correctness thing, and it's because they've got investors and stocks and all that. And I get it. I know what they're doing. They're playing to the stockholders.
Yeah, I guess.
However, no, they are. And it's called political correctness run amok. But, Kathy, I want to thank you very much for telling us that. You folks in San Antonio, you got a big, great big military base there. You know, let's get the military involved in this. Say, hey, have they got the base locked down?
I don't really know. I imagine, they're probably whatever's on base is on base. You know what I mean?
Okay, well, we'll try to, you know, our thoughts and prayers to go with you, but keep up the good work and let us know what we can do. Keep us informed, please.
You're on my schedule, sir. I got my schedule to yours.
All right.
Make coffee and hell and high water. We got you.
Thank you very much. All right, take care, Kathy. All right, Kathy in San Antonio. Wow. Well, you know, it's unbelievable what some of these blue cities and blue mayors and blue governors are trying to do. They actually want you to sit there. They really do. It's a political football to them. Then they think they can win the game because people are going to get so upset because look what Donald Trump did. And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to blame all this on Donald Trump. They really are. And it's not true. It just isn't true. Now, unfortunately, the over... hyped information to begin with, and is scaring the bejesus out of everybody to begin with, when I told you from the beginning this wasn't as bad as what they said. Now we know the numbers aren't what they're supposed to be, because they've just taken people, they died of COVID. Yep, that one looks like they died of COVID. Yep. They're not even giving some of these people autopsies. They're not even giving some of these people autopsies, and right away it's COVID. You can't do that. The numbers aren't accurate. Simple, plain, understandable. Don't take my word for it. Go do a little research. Go do a little research and tell me I'm wrong. You can't. And Eric is saying thumbs up to the caller. You bet, Eric. That's unbelievable. San Antonio, Texas. I certainly thought, okay, let's see here. Somebody just sent me something. Let's see if I can get this open real quick. Steve, my researcher, crack researcher. Steve, let's see. The numbers, the numbers may be a little bit higher in that area. A little bit higher. Not by much. Steve is telling me, let's see, read an article that said 92% of the people who died in Cook County had one or more pre-existing condition. 50% of the deaths were long-term health care facilities. So, in other words, the seniors are dying there. Again, that's the problem. Okay, Bexar County. Okay, let me go look at this. There it is, Bexar County. All right, Bexar County is up 1%. Oh, boy. Bexar County is up 1%. 1% in a red. 1%, and they got it shut down. There's other counties that are open that are higher than that. Good God, what a moron. That mayor in San Antonio. Yeah, mayor. And by the way, folks, you want to have some fun? Call up the mayor. Tell him the captain said he's a moron. He wants to come on my program. I'll let him come on the program and talk. But he better have his ducks in a row, because we will. Unbelievable. So the numbers in San Antonio are not as bad as they are in, oh gosh, El Paso. And El Paso's open. Dallas is open. Houston is opening. Not open, but opening. And a lot of these other small places are. You know, this is the problem. Fear. They toss the fear factor out there. They're using everything they can to try to get you to believe that they know exactly what they're talking about. And I'm talking about the people in the blue cities that are running it. You've heard some of these medical doctors come out and what they've said. I just told you what the health commissioner in New York City told the cops about face masks. They were looking for more masks. And she said she didn't give a rat's ass about them. Wonderful. And then we had that doctor in charge of the health bureau in Pennsylvania that came out that said something that just was so far off the charts and so wrong and so inaccurate that it makes you wonder how that person even got to be a doctor. Golly. All right, I'll get back down off my soapbox, because I got to talk about the Truckers Highway Byway Report when we come back. But I'm telling you, folks, this is just unbelievable what's going on right now in this country. We got a bunch of people that think they can just pull the wool over your eyes and you're going to believe it. Time to wake up. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. crisis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you are listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
And two of my most famous people ever, one of them, of course, being Donna Fiducia up there in Carrollton, Georgia, and my friend Mark Walters up there north of Atlanta. They're both on a radio. Donna used to be on Fox News, and we'll get into all that a little bit later. But right now, we got to get her going here on the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot Truck Stop and Flying J Travel Center nearest you.
Your hands to yourself. Baby, 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 why you gonna sleep in the keep your hands to yourself. Oh, yeah. The Georgia Satellites. Keep your hands to yourself. I think I'll save that for just a little bit later here. But anyway, there you go. Now, the Truckers Highway Bible Report, as I said, always brought to you by the Pilot Travel Centers and the Flying J Travel Centers all across the country, wherever you see them. Pull on in there on the Third Watch. Tell them the captain sent you from the Captain's America Third Watch. You get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. Okay, a slow-moving cold front will continue to trigger severe thunderstorms with damaging winds, large hail, possibly a few tornadoes through Friday. These storms are expected from the northeast into the Ohio Valley, across portions of the Midwest, and in the southern plains. Now, right now, amongst other things, thank you to my caller Charlie in down there in New Orleans, Louisiana, who told me that they got a big mess going on down there right now, and I'm going to look at it because I am looking at it, Charlie. Thank you for telling me. They've got flash flood warnings all over New Orleans, and as you know, New Orleans is below sea level. And all around New Orleans and the area to the west of New Orleans along I-10, flash flood warnings. A big, heavy band of showers is coming through there right now with lots of heavy rain. Looks like there may be some thunder associated with it, so just be careful. But flood warnings all throughout the New Orleans area right now, and that's moving towards the east. Looks like it's going to be over, if it isn't already in Mississippi, be over there and possibly towards Alabama. That's the one that's chasing the other system that's going to develop into the tropical system. But let me get to the bad weather in the U.S. We've got heavy rain and some flash flood warnings, not watches, warnings, in the northeastern corner of Oklahoma, from Oklahoma City east to Tulsa, up I-44, all the way to Fort Leonard Wood. Severe weather, severe thunderstorms to the north of I-44, going up north to Branson, north to Springfield. North of Springfield, and then south down to Branson. You've also got the central part of the state, Missouri right now, thunderstorm warnings. You've got rain, flash flood watches in that area. But to the north, northern part of Missouri, up above Columbia, you've got heavy rain and flash flood warnings in the northwestern corner of Missouri. You've also got in Kansas, in the southeastern corner of Kansas right now, to include Emporia, a lot of rain in that area and flash flood warnings in that area as well. Then the northwestern corner of Illinois. You've got heavy rain and some flash flood warnings there that take us up into Iowa, into the southeastern corner of Iowa. And then there's just some general rain falling. However, some of that rain is heavy around Chicago, where they've got flash flood warnings there right now as that rain continues to move to the east. And that's exactly what it's doing. So that's what we got going on right now in the grand scheme of things in terms of the weather. And that doesn't even take any consideration what's going on down here in the Straits of Florida, where we have got right now a developing system that looks like they're going to fly a Hurricane Hunter in there this morning. And it looks like that system could very easily develop into our first subtropical storm of the year. It's due south right now of Marathon, Florida, right straight in the middle of the Straits of Florida right now, moving very slowly. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Good morning.
My name is Al.
Yeah, what's up?
There's a problem that I've been waiting to see if any of the radio stations have picked up on. Now, number one is we've got three classifications of people in government. The first is a statesman. The second is a parasite or termites. And the third is a bunch of maggots. Now, our government is robbing, is breaking up homes. Now, the figure that I saw on the graph from the CPS is 433,000 children in the state of Florida that the CPS organization is messing with. Now, I think we need, a letter went to Jay Sokolow, And we've also tried to take and reach the...
Are you with a group, sir, of some sort?
No, I'm a single.
Okay, so you're doing this on your own. There are some child protective groups that are out there if you want to get involved with them.
Well, I'd certainly like to take a get some info from them, because...
All right, well, there may be somebody listening to me down there, because I do know there's a couple of really strong child protective groups in the Sarasota market that are on the go all the time with these issues. But I got to get to my guests right now, but thank you very much, Al, and keep on let me know more about that, which you would, please. Okay, thank you very much. Now, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us, and good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I don't need to tell you this ambassador, and I'm going to start with this because it's so unbelievable what's going on and the stories that are coming from these people. But this ambassador, Maria Yovanovitch, she got caught red-handed in a big, huge lie yesterday with her testimony she gave before the Congressional Committee about Burisma and Hunter Biden and all that stuff. And the beat just keeps going on. These people are just a bunch of liars.
Well, she's no longer in government.
Right.
She's now over at where all I would say, old soldiers of foreign service go at Georgetown University.
Yeah. As a teacher or something, right?
Well, they all go over
okay.
there.
Okay. Right.
So now we have a situation here where... we have uncovered documents. I think some were attached to emails. This may have come from FOIA requests, where she had several meetings inside the embassy and other locations about with the Ukraine president and in discussions with Burisma, of which she said. In testimony that I think she only had one discussion. Just not.
Right, and then she was not aware of what Hunter Biden was up to, but she actually, in fact, probably knew more about it than he did.
So now what do you do? You know, now what do you do? Do you go after her for false testimony or perjury?
Well, somebody somewhere along the line with everything that's going on has got to get charged and got to be let off on a perp walk because there's too many of them now that we're finding out about. I'm preaching in a choir. I know that.
Yeah.
But the thing of it is that it just can't continue to go on. Something's got to be done. I do have a lot of confidence in U.S. Attorney John Durham. I really think that he's going to get to something. What the something's going to be, don't know. Here comes the music. So, folks, we got to take a break. And when we come back, Denise Simon and I will be going at it. And we're gonna get into it because I'm telling you, a lot of stuff in the news tonight, as you well know by hour number one. Hour number one stretched into hour number two. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch, right back after the top of the hour news.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. Phase one, you got it. We just have to get people out to vote.
Why shotgun?
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.